Okay, so FFA students kind of get together and put together a petting zoo, huh?
Yeah, we put together an animal barnyard with lots of different animals and activities for the general public to participate in.
And this is a pretty hot spot at the Benton County Fair.
Yeah, we've been known to have one of the better barnyard experiences in the state. Kids look forward to coming here to see the baby chicks and drive the tractors and pick the apples and dig the potatoes. And so lots of families spend their time here.
Now, why don't you just run a bus? Put the kids in a bus, bring them out to an actual potato field. I'm sure somebody will have those kids pick potatoes until they're blue in the face.
Oh, that would be great. But I think they come to the fair for lots of other things, so we try to get them here and educate them while we can.
Now, just a 30,000-foot overview, we've got baby kittens. We've got baby pigs. I saw a couple of baby goats.
Baby.
I don't see any sheep. Sometimes sheep happens.
We have sheep. We have sheep. No baby sheep, but a baby doll sheep. We have a new baby donkey, a baby llama, a baby calf, some miniature horses, ducks, rabbits, chicks.
So how do you select them? Because all of these animals have got to be, pretty used to people.
Yeah, we work with the FFA members, their families, alumni, teachers, whoever, to say, do you have an animal that would fit here? And the requirements are that it meets all of the health requirements and that it's has a generally a good disposition around the general public.
Isn't going to bite the kids.
Exactly. That is our goal.
I suppose that's a big deal. And you do have hand wash stations coming in and going away from the experience so that we're not spreading germs.
Yeah, we've got lots of hand sanitizers and stations and signage just to make sure that everyone, even though they might touch things, that they leave and can go enjoy that fair food with no worries.
So this has got to be a pretty fun job in that you get to see these kids. And sometimes this may be the first experience they've ever had with a baby pig. Or a baby sheep, or any of these small animals. I mean, they might have read about them in books, but this is the first time they've been this close to them.
Yeah, and I think the other advisors here would agree that it's really a lot of fun to see their reactions, and sometimes they call a donkey a cow, or they think something's a rhino, and so they just don't have that connection to agriculture that they used to, and so it's a lot of fun, especially those baby animals. That's what they love the most.
Now, at what age do we start explaining to the kids that those little baby piglets that are so cute are eventually bacon?
Well, I let the parents decide on that. My own children learned it right away at age whatever, 3, that's what it is. But here we try to keep it family friendly, and so we let the parents steer that conversation.
Okay, good, good. Because there was a time back in high school, my FFA advisor showed a video of how they make hot dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, in 4th period. Guess what comes after 4th period in old Larimore Public School?
I'm hoping not lunch.
Lunch. Oh. Guess what was on the menu?
Hot dogs.
He did that on purpose.
How many of you didn't eat the hot dogs?
All of us? I mean, there were football players who were looking at that plate going, no, I ain't hungry today. Football players.
Oh, so that stuck with you, core memory there.
Yeah, core memories. So when are you open? And there's no cost to do this, correct?
No, there's no cost for the Benton County Fair. There's no cost for the barnyard. We're open the same times as the fair. So typically 9:30 is when we kind of start to open the gates, and then we close them at 10.
Okay, and so we're broadcasting live at 4 o'clock today and Thursday. If you want to move one of the baby piggies, and the little goat and a couple of the kittens over to the WJON booth, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Just make that
happen. Just make sure you wear earplugs. Those pigs are a little loud.
So am I.